You need to set your goal. You need to really think hard, do your research, and set this goal that you want to pursue so that then you can make the plan and strategize to get to that goal.
Motor Misfits.
Hey, what's going on, guys? This is your boy Los Carlos here at the Motor Misfit. Yeah, I know I have to do something with this background, but the exciting news is that this is the very first episode that we're going to do here in video format. Yeah, I'm excited, guys. I really plan on doing these more often, if not all the time. I definitely plan on doing this with my podcast guests, and it's going to be really cool. It's going to be amazing. Let me know. Do you guys like this new format? If you're still watching, or if you're not watching and just listen to the audio, then I truly appreciate you either way. But if you can watch the video, that'll be good. It's just a talking head in my podcast studio slash office slash our area. It is still great. Still got to do some stuff, but hey, it's a nice little work in progress. Thank you so much for tuning in to another episode. I truly, truly appreciate you guys. Let me get some housekeeping out the way. If you are watching this on your podcast apps, please rate the show and subscribe. Rate the show because that will really, really help me out. Need some ratings, and you can help me out with that. Let me know that this is really good content for you. If you're watching this on YouTube, then please do me some favors and subscribe. Yeah, subscribe and like or dislike the video. I will definitely appreciate it, and leave some comments below because love hearing back from you guys. Let me know if you like or dislike this content, right? All right, so the first video episode, but I wanted to say a few things before we get into it. I did say that we're going to have some guests on, and it's going to be video-ish as long as they want to do that as well. If you don't see one with a video, then just know that, you know, just didn't work out for the video. But I did have a guest coming up for the next episode. Unfortunately, we couldn't get our schedules. Something came up for them, and we'll have to reschedule the recording. I don't have anybody else set up yet. So that next episode is going to be another one of these, me giving you guys advice. Again, let me know if you like this, or, you know, if you don't. And give me some tips, recommendations, insights about what you guys think. But yes, we're going to start the interviews of the guests in October. So the second episode of October is what you'll be seeing for that. So definitely stay tuned. But we have some good, great guests coming up. So definitely stay tuned for that. I have a major announcement, and that is why I am wearing the SEMA Show. The SEMA Show hat. Yeah. I just saw that. It said Las Vegas 2022. So we went last year, right? I did not a very good review or recap of it. I think it was a good recap, but it wasn't the best sounding one because I did it live and it really sucked. It was really noisy. I had to find a room, and then the microphones really weren't working good. There was an echo everywhere. It just wasn't good. But I'm planning to do a recap this year again because, yeah, got invited again back to SEMA. So I'm excited for that. That is going to be amazing. So that's why I got all the little SEMA gear on. But quite honestly, I might wear this for every podcast video. I think so. Not the shirt, but I did get the shirt at SEMA as well, by the way, at the massive Mopar display, presentation, all of that. So, yeah, we are going to SEMA again in 2023. So be on the lookout for videos where I'm going to be showcasing either shorts or the actual videos. I'm going to do a recap or a review when I'm back home, and you guys will see that as well. So yeah, we got some exciting news definitely coming up for that, because I will bring you all the SEMA news right off the bat. So really excited, and yeah, can't wait. So shout out and thank you to all the SEMA reps and people there. You guys are amazing. The whole team, SEMA team. Love you guys. Thank you. And what I mean is that we're going as media, by the way. So we have a special behind the scenes type of thing. All right. So that's enough about that. Where are we doing today? Well, I'm giving another advice video. This is a video for advice, tips, recommendations to those that want to get into the automotive industry that are not currently in it, whether you're a student or just working a totally different industry and you want to change your career to get into the automotive industry, this is for you. If you're already in the industry, then cool. Hang out with us. Let me know. Give your advice as well in the comments or the ratings. That would be great. But this is more specific to those people. Let me know if there's any specific things you want me to cover, but I have a few coming up, including this one. This one in particular is about setting a goal, right? Right off the bat, I can end the podcast right now. Set a goal, stick to it, go after it, go full force. That's it. Podcast over. Now, it is not like that, right? Because we got to talk about it a little bit. But that is definitely the premise. You have to set a goal. So with that, let me tell you a little story about myself. I have been in the auto industry, or trying to get into the auto industry, basically all my life. I wasn't it at some point. I was a mechanic. I was a salesperson. I did automotive aftermarket sales as well, like at a Pep Boys or stuff like that. I did it for another company as well, where it was mobile electronics. And then I actually became a mobile electronic technician, got certified in all of that. Then I was a service advisor and then a mechanic until I moved down here to Florida. Here in Florida, I became a service advisor and then started doing videography and photography. I then did YouTube, now podcast. Yeah, a lot of different things. Now, all of that wasn't in like sync, like one after the other, because you have to know, I have my 9-to-5, right? So I took a step out of the automotive industry because there wasn't anything there for me. Here in Florida, they don't pay so well for mechanics or people that do that, right? They don't. They don't care about your experience. They care about the ASEs, and still, they still start you off at a very low point, which sucks, right? So I have a family. I had to think about them, and I had to go out and make other moves to make money to provide for my family. So at the moment, my 9-to-5 makes me a hell of a lot more money, probably 100%, because I don't really get paid for this, than what I am doing in the automotive industry. But as you guys can see, I have a goal in mind now. And that was the problem, right? The reason that I went through all those things is, one, because I was indecisive. That's just my personality. It is what it is. But two, it's because I didn't have a set goal. I didn't know where to go because I didn't know where my finish line was, right? And that is the most simple thing to do, but the most difficult thing to do as well. It is, because at the end of the day, like I just said, if you don't know where you're going, you can't get there, right? And I skated through life thinking I wanted to do this, I wanted to do that. I want to do this. And my goal was just to get into the automotive industry. Oh, it'd be cool to do something with cars because I love cars. Well, that can't be a goal because that's not a goal. There's no set guideline, there's no set finish line. You need to have a goal. So, what is my goal now? Help people like yourselves with my podcast. That's my goal. Obviously, get sponsorships, get paid, team up and collaborate with people. So these are actions or things that are going to happen when I reach that goal. But it took me a while to get to that, right? Because at first I thought I could just be a mechanic or I could be a car salesman, which is the whole premise of this podcast. When I was younger, that is all they told us that we could be. You want to work with cars? You can become a mechanic, you can sell cars. I did both. But that is what they told me I could be. I didn't know that you could be an engineer. I didn't know that you could be a body shop person. I didn't know that you could be in sales selling for corporate, not at the dealerships, but corporate at these major car companies. I didn't know that you could open your own business. I didn't. I know you don't know what you don't know, or you know what they tell you you should know, right? And that's nobody's fault but mine for not doing the research or going out of my way to actually know what I wanted to do. Because I had a friend on, Chris Pimentel, that he went to school for mechanical engineering, right? He was working with robots, he was working with race cars. He did the research. He know what he wanted to be, and now he is a senior engineer leader at Toyota, making the aftermarket. Actually, not aftermarket, making the parts. He was the one that designed and made the hood, engineered the hood for the Civic Type R that I had, the FK8, the 2017, right? So I didn't know that that was an option. I didn't know that you could design cars, design parts, but he did. But why? Because he actually did the research. I didn't. Maybe I didn't think about it. Maybe I didn't know where to even look or who to ask. But I know he did. And he's younger than me. But maybe the internet was more around back then, than it was when I was young. I'm sure it is, but it's nowhere where it is right now. But he was still able to go through those steps, right? And it worked out for him, right? But he had an end goal. I didn't. I kept skating from place to place to place to place to place to place to place, hoping that I find what I like. And I finally did. But it took a while. And if you don't want to follow in my footsteps of where it might have taken me 15, 16 years to get to where I'm at right now, then you need to do this. You need to set your goal. You need to really think hard, do your research, and set this goal that you want to pursue so that then you can make the plan and strategize to get to that goal. Like I said, I put out a podcast episode last week or 2 weeks ago, the last episode, where I talk about making genuine connections. Well, you can't make a genuine connection if you don't know where you're going, if you don't know who to connect with, because you don't know where you're going. You don't know what's your goal. You have to, did I mention have to? Set your goal. It's vital. It is your lifeline. Because also, when things get hard, you have to remind yourself why you're doing all of this. And you remind yourself because of your goal, right? This is what I want to accomplish. These are the things that I'm going to get from it. So, yeah, it's hard, but I'm going to keep going because I want this. But there is a small caveat. And that small caveat is that you're not locked into this goal. You can always change your mind. You can. It is something that you should not use as a scapegoat. It is something that you shouldn't be saying, oh, well, if this doesn't work out, I'll just pivot and go to this. No, because then you'll end up like my story. So you have to really, really do your research. But just know that, like a person like me that's undecisive, the reason I'm so undecisive is because I'm worried that I'm not making the right decision, right? So what happens is that you get worried, you get afraid, you get scared to actually make one decision. And even if you make that one decision, you start feeling undecisive and second guess yourself. And did I make that right? Did I not? But you can't think that way. But you do. It is what it is. You're not locked into anything. Nothing is set in stone. Nothing is saying that once you pick this one goal, that is it. You can never, ever, 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 ever make a change. No, we know that's not true. Now, there will be consequences, right? Everything has a consequence. You'll lose money, you'll lose time, whatever that consequence is. You're definitely going to experience that, but you can make the change at any time. You can. If it is valid, right? Don't just make a change or don't use it as a scapegoat, just like I said before, because you don't want it to be that, oh, things are hard, things are difficult, so now I need to change it up, right? That is definitely not what you should be doing. But what you need to do, I'm trying to get my face good. I don't know what's going on with the camera. All right, there we go. What you need to do is go after that goal. Go full force on it. Go till you can't no more. And do checkpoints along the way. Is this still something that you want to do? And if it's not, then hey, switch it up. Switch it out for something new. Nobody's saying that you have to stick to that. It'll be better. So that's why you need to do your research and make sure, or try to make sure as much as possible, that that first decision is the one that you stick with. But if you can't, you have a way out. And that is just changing it up. That is it. It's that easy, guys. It is that easy. That is the episode for today. Let me know. Comment below. What are those goals? What are those things that you want to accomplish? Have you already determined that for yourself? Do you need help in determining that? Well, let me know, because I can definitely put out a video about, or an episode about, how you can best make that decision and what you need to do. But, you know, I don't know if you guys don't tell us. Comment below. Please subscribe if you're watching on YouTube. Please like or dislike. If you're hearing this or watching it on another podcast player, then please leave a rating. That really, really helps out. Please like. Please do what you can for the show, because that would really be helpful. I would appreciate it, and I know that I can count on your support. Let me know if you like these types of videos, if you like these types of episodes. Let me know if they're helpful. If not, am I just reiterating stuff that you guys already know and nobody cares about, or do you guys actually like this? It would be helpful. Let me know. Comment below. Love talking with you guys. Like I said, I am here. What I love doing is helping and guiding people to turn their automotive or their automotive passion into their automotive career. So that would be amazing if you guys can let me know what I can do for you. Till next time, I'm going to go do something to my car. Yep, the Mustang. But I want you to keep driving those cool cars. Peace.
Motor Mystery.